Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The world cannot understand why God has chosen to save fallen men only through Jesus Christ. After all, unbelievers argue, there are good moral people in all religions, and even outside religion. I have no quarrel with that concept, do you? There are atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers who are good family men, responsible citizens of their communities, and honest in their dealings with their fellow men. They are morally good people in spite of their convictions, not because of them. But if men and women could be saved simply by performing good works, they would have no need for a Savior. Luke quotes our Lord as saying to his own disciples, "So likewise you, when you have done all those things which are commanded of you, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.'" Luke 17:10. Paul taught the Corinthians that God had chosen them out of the world in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Just in case you are tempted to think that being in Christ is only one way for fallen men and women to be saved, please listen to two New Testament passages. On one occasion in the city of Jerusalem, Peter accused the Jewish leaders of having rejected the stone that became the head of the corner. He then showed conclusively that salvation is in Christ alone. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:11-12. John's statement of that truth could not possibly be stronger. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. Those words are anathema to people of the world and to many within the liberal religious establishment. Even some evangelicals, such as John Sanders and Clark Pinnock, are reluctant to preach this great truth. They believe that God's grace and mercy will extend to every human being on earth, regardless of his beliefs or behavior. If the doctrine of universal salvation were true, why would Jesus speak of some who will go into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels? Matthew 25:41. Will that be figurative fire that just keeps people nice and warm throughout eternity? My friends, you will make a grievous mistake if you depend on that kind of teaching. The prepositional phrase, "in Christ Jesus," is of great significance. To be in Christ is to be in his church, in his body. All spiritual blessings are in Christ or in the church. No book of the New Testament teaches that truth so powerfully as Ephesians. I do not have time to furnish all the passages from Ephesians that show what blessings are in Christ Jesus. Please listen to just a few. "In whom," that is, in Christ, "we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his will." Ephesians 1:7-11. If you are not in the church, you cannot enjoy redemption, forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among the saints. Does that sound too exclusive to you? It is precisely what the great book of Ephesians teaches. If one must be in Christ or in the church to be saved, how does one enter the body of Christ? We do not become Christians just by being born into a family of Christians. We must be born from above. Paul explains, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." 1 Corinthians 12:13. If you want to be saved and added to the body of Christ, you must believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess the name of Jesus Christ, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Thank you, my friend, for listening, and may God bless you.